Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at global warming. Nevada State Climatologist Doug Boyle, plus on the Power Pundit panel today. All coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. NVEnergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program Dr. Douglas Boyle. He is the Nevada State Climatologist and Associate Professor at UNR, formerly at DRI. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Sam.
Oh, you're very welcome. So let's talk about global warming. Fact or fiction to you?
Fact. At the moment, I think it's pretty clear that we're in a period of time where the in general we have the global warming taking place.
Okay, but now the big question, the $64 million question is it global warming caused by a natural occurrence with the planet, because we've seen the planet get warm and the planet get cold over the millennia, or is it man-caused?
Great question. And at this point I usually always try to separate those two things. I talk about natural variability of the climate and potential human influences on the climate.
All right, well, let's take the first one first.
So natural variability. Clearly, there's a long history of natural variability, and we can go out and see it right here in Nevada. We can drive out to Pyramid Lake, Walker Lake, many of the playas out in central Nevada. And if you're take a little bit of time, you can see evidence of shorelines up high up on the mountain front, indicating that in the past it was much wetter than it is today.
I mean, most of the Great Basin was Lake Lahontan.
There was a large portion that was Lahontan. There was also Bonneville. There are many different pluvial lake basins that really have no outlet except for evaporation. In the Great Basin. There are also great examples of dry periods more recently, within the last 800 to 1200 years, there's evidence up and down the east side of the Sierra of trees that existed in places that are now dominated by water. For example, the Fallen Leaf Lake, there's the forest of trees down low. In the West Walker River, right before you get to Sonora Pass, there's over 100 tree stumps that have been identified in the Walker River that have the tree rings have been counted and radiocarbon dated, and it's clear that those trees were between 100 and 200 years old when they died, and that was 800 to 1200 years ago, and they were living in what is now the stream zone, which they would not have been able to survive in, let alone be healthy. And in some places, it's clear that the stream has not moved. There's evidence of glacial moraine and bedrock in that area.
And what about in southern Nevada?
Southern Nevada, they get their water primarily from the Colorado River, and there have been a large number of studies done on tree rings, and the evidence points to many different wet and dry cycles in the past. So the climate changes all the time.
And, you know, when you look at this, does it scare you sometimes when you think, you know, that we could see perhaps a 10, 15, 20-year drought, either in the north or the south?
Sure, and that's part of our research in the climate office at the University of Nevada, Reno. We are definitely taking a look at some of these periods where we know there wasn't any human caused climate change, but it's just the natural variability of the climate. And we're taking what we learn about those periods and we're superimposing them into the future and saying, what would happen to our modern infrastructure, water resources infrastructure, if we were to have a period of drought like we have seen in the prehistoric past?
So in particular for southern Nevada, because I think that's a bigger problem currently than it is in northern Nevada, what do you see there in terms of length of drought in, say, modern history over the last few hundred years?
Well, actually more recently, there was just a flurry of articles that came out. The least amount of water has moved from into Powell and Powell to Meade over the last 2 years. They in the last 100 years they haven't seen anything like it. It's super low. They're talking about possible cutbacks in 2015 or 16. It's definitely an unprecedented dry period in modern times, historic times.
All right, let's take a break. More with climatologist Doug Boyle when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Nevada State Climatologist, Doug Boyle. You know, it's interesting, now you mentioned a two-year period. That is a microcosm of climate. So you really can't take an awful lot away from that, can you?
You can't. You need to look at much longer periods. What's really important is to try and understand what's happening. Why is that? Why is that we've had 2 years of extremely low flows in the Colorado? In the West, there seems to be that, you know, over the last 10 years, we've had some really dry periods. I think the last seven of the top 10 lowest precipitation periods between January and July in Reno have occurred in the last 10 years. I think all 10 of them have occurred in the last 10 years at Tahoe City. It's just been very dry.
And yet, just a few years ago, I mean, we had a massive winter that filled Lake Tahoe.
3 years ago, we had observations of up to 65 feet of snowfall in some of the local ski resorts. Very wet conditions. It lasted long into the spring. And then the very next year, we had extreme drought, a really dry winter. Lots of fuels down low, big wildfire season last year. Another dry winter this last year, and really not a lot of fuels down low, but as forecast early this spring, the fires have been up in the heavy timber.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Your predecessor, John James, used to talk constantly over the years about drought in Northern Nevada, and I finally one day said to him, he was a good friend, and I said to him, okay, John, when is the drought over? When do we know? And he said, when Lake Tahoe is full, the drought is over. I thought that was a pretty good standard.
Well, that's
at least for 1 year.
Sure, that's great for us in the Truckee Meadows. It provides us with a substantial amount of security in terms of water for many years when we have Lake Tahoe full and the other reservoirs downstream. Unfortunately, we have other very important systems like the Walker, the Humboldt, the Carson, that don't have that kind of storage, and they're much less secure in terms of long-term resistance to drought.
Right, and that's been based, you know, in the Carson River, that was based on the population not wanting to pay for a dam to be put in there, so they've had a problem forever. In the Walker River, it's like the show The Producers, it's oversold, so even in the wettest year, there are so many rights on that river that no water gets to Walker Lake, which is why Senator Reid has been so busy over the last, I would say, probably a couple of decades now in trying to get water into that lake. Let's talk about man-made caused drought then.
So there's plenty of research highlighting the amount of CO2 that has been put into the atmosphere and other greenhouse gases since the Industrial Revolution. And clearly, I mean, conceptually, it would be really hard to argue that does not result in increasing the temperature throughout the globe.
Okay, but on the other side, when you look at volcanoes, for example, and other environmental impacts, don't they have an even greater effect on climate?
Now you're talking about. I'm sorry. Now you're talking about natural variability. We don't cause the volcanoes to go up.
Right. But I'm just saying that you know, people are constantly talking about global warming and the effects of the United States and the far worse effects of China, it would appear, and the changes that we're making in, you know, going to renewable energy, for example, in this country at a time when shale oil has become plentiful and coal is plentiful, but there is great concern amongst parts of the community about the pollution. But at the same time, if a volcano goes off, then doesn't that wipe out the effects of what we're seeing there?
I don't know. I don't know if it wipes it out.
In my mind, it
might only add to. You know, the impact of the volcano might be X, but because we've increased our CO2 and other greenhouse gases, it might be X plus something. It's probably not going to just wipe it out. I would suspect it's just going to compound the impact.
What about the measurement of temperatures? Because, for example, when you have an area where you're measuring the temperature and it's grass, you get one reading. But if you look at Las Vegas, there ain't a lot of grass there. The temperature has risen in southern Nevada, but is it as much because it's a concrete area rather than just being, you know, a natural area that we see these major temperature differences?
The answer to your question is yes. There are a number of different factors that go into that basically fuel the climate change skeptics, I would say, and that's one of them. You really have to be careful when you're analyzing an observation record. Sometimes people will say, you know, we've had more minimum daily temperature records broken this year than any other year. What you have to do is you have to really look at that record, and you have to say, well, how long is the record? If it were longer, would we have had fewer records broken this year as compared to another location? Really need to be careful. The landscape changes around these observation points as well, as you said. So there are a whole host of things that can cause discrepancies in temperature. What I think is more interesting is if somebody tells you that the global temperature has increased by 2 degrees, why should you care? 2 degrees, if it was going to be 93 today, but it really should have only been 91, what's the big deal? There are a lot of big deals that you really need to think about.
Okay, but there are those that say that we have not seen really an increase in global warming in the last 15 years.
Sure, they say all kinds of things, but we continue to see the ocean levels rise. They've risen globally by over 8 inches in the last 100 years, and a lot of that's just because of the warming of the planet.
Much more to talk about. Come back and see us, will you?
Thank you, Sam.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Great news, the housing market is improving, and now Fannie Mae and most major banks are allowing streamlined short sales with no documentation, no hardship, and full debt release. Call me today for more information.
Ashley Furniture Home Store's Labor Day event final week. Choose from 1 to 3 of our best offers. Save 18.82% off, or save the amount equal to sales tax plus 10%. Or get up to 5 years no down and interest-free financing. Plus, save on special Labor Day doorbusters like 65% off this leather sectional or 55% off this leather recliner. It's the Labor Day event this week only, and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
How does the perfect pizza night start? With Papa Murphy's handmade dough, fresh chopped veggies, and whole milk mozzarella, grated by hand daily. It's pizza made right before your eyes that's ready for you to create, take, and bake in your own oven. Try a family-sized two-topping thin crust pizza for only $9. Made from scratch daily on our cracker thin crust and topped with your two favorite fresh ingredients. A family-sized two-topping thin crust pizza, just $9. Papa Murphy's. Love at 425 degrees.
I've specialized in helping homeowners recover in Reno since 2008, and I've never charged homeowners for any of my services. So if you ever have any questions at all, call me today, and I'll be glad to help you out.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Lucas Folletta is here, the attorney, and Aaron Johnson, Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com. You had some thoughts on a discussion with the state climatologist.
Well, I thought it was great. You know, one of the interesting things about the whole climate debate is that there's entirely too much certainty in a huge chaotic system that nobody understands very well. The New York Times had a really interesting article recently that talked about this 16-year lull that you mentioned, and nobody's really quite sure why or what's causing it or whatever else. Look, we're pumping a lot of stuff in the atmosphere. I think it's probably affecting more things locally, but you know, I'm not a scientist. That's fine. Climate changes all the time. There are millions and millions and millions of variables that we don't understand. But the questions are, is it actually a crisis? Is it going to create an existential threat to humanity? Kind of science point to know. And even if it is a crisis, is there anything realistically, as policymakers, we can do about it? And there the answer seems clearly to be no. You know, building a couple windmills is not going to make a substantive difference, especially where China and India and everybody else are burning a lot of coal. Third, if it is a problem and there is something we can do about it, we need to do it with lots of energy, lots of technology, that sort of thing. And if we were actually serious about it, here's the ultimate thing. I'll believe it's a crisis when the people telling me it's a crisis start acting like it's a crisis. When Al Gore has 10 times more carbon use than the average American instead of living in a small apartment, I don't buy it. I just don't. If he honestly thought the world was in danger, he would act differently in his personal life, and he's not. But I think we should act like it is and start really investing in nuclear power, which is the only realistic, viable alternative energy source that would actually do anything about climate change.
I can mention two or three viewers who were going, yes, when you said that. Do you have any thoughts on this, Lucas?
I agree that if we're going to do something about it, we need to do it aggressively. And I think that it's true that the United States acting on its own is probably not going to really have the effect that we need if we're going to actually try to stall the impact that humans are having on the environment. And we would need to do it with the international community, China and India and places like that. So I think Oren's right, at least in that respect, that an international effort is something that's absolutely going to be required if the world wants to do something about the problem.
But if we come up with a genius technology to stop this, then we can sell it to the Chinese.
Well, we came up with that technology, okay. 50 years ago.
I want to change topics here because it's kind of interesting. The Clark County Commission passed the gas tax, which I think is a good thing in a lot of ways. It's going to put a lot of people to work. It's going to provide much more roads. And it's within the purview of the county. And so, therefore, the people that voted for their commissioners should be pleased that the commissioners are taking a stand and doing something. But it's kind of interesting, too, because I remember talking to a libertarian a few years ago, and I asked for a definition of a libertarian, and he said, well, you know, I want to pay taxes, you know, I don't mind paying taxes. I'll pay taxes for a school that my kid goes to. I'll pay taxes for a road that I drive on. It's all the other stuff that I want to pay for. So isn't this good for libertarians as well, is that they're going to get to drive on these roads, therefore it's appropriate that they pay for them?
I think so. I mean, it's appropriate that we as users of the road, you know, pay for the road. And I think that You know, I know there's some criticism of gas tax in general because some people may escape, you know, the full scope of the tax because of the type of car they drive, if it's more efficient than other cars. But I think it's true that if, you know, users use the road, they should pay for the roads. I think the biggest drawback for me for this whole thing is that it's unfortunate that the county has to take this type of action. I think the federal government has to be more responsible in how it deals all federal tax dollars for federal highway and infrastructure projects. I mean, it's been several years since we had a significant highways bill, and I think that's something that the country really needs if we're going to move forward and take care of some of these large infrastructure deficiencies that we do have. To leave it to counties is probably not ideal.
See, I disagree with that. I think it's great when you see, just like AB 46.
One minute.
With the school taxes, it's good when taxes are local and the money goes locally. I'm not saying that the federal government has no role in highways or road infrastructure. When you're talking about county roads and city roads and that sort of thing, the people actually driving on them, paying it, user taxes, I think, are a fantastic way to do that. You directly see you're paying for what you use, and the more you drive, the more you pay, the more you use up the roads, the more you pay. That's the best kind of tax, even from a libertarian standpoint, I think.
And that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Don't take a bath on your next vehicle. Save up to 40% at Internet. Check out these 2012 Ford Fusion SEs. Why pay MSRP when Internet has them at $17,488 or $225 a month? Why pay the difference when you can't tell the difference? Internet, auto rent, and sales.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. And now it's here. The new four-door turbocharged Fiat 500L has arrived in Reno at Fiat of Reno. And this Fiat has it all, not the least of which is four doors. From a 160-horsepower turbo engine, which gets up to 33 mpg highway, to a whole list of unbelievable features. And it could be yours for the astonishing starting price of just $19,000.
Come see this new addition to our Italian family today. And you know how Italians are about big families.
Have no fear. Fiat is here.
Moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
Here I come.
Take time to be a dad today.
Daddy, I'm gonna find you.
Don't take a bath on your next vehicle. Save up to 40% at Internet. Check out these 2012 Hyundai Sonata CISs. Why pay MSRP when Internet has them at $18,388 or $239 a month? Why pay the difference when you can't tell the difference? Internet auto rent and sales.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th, sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On the next broadcast, Nevada Supreme Court Justice James Hardesty.